Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So we're talking today about your perfect job. And if you're just joining us, well, if I were you, what I would do is check out our program on podcasts because you missed Trevor's singing debut, national singing debut. Now, have you sung in public, Trevor?
No, haven't gotten that far.
So this was it. Man, this is an international debut.
That's right.
Wow. Well, we'll just see.
Yeah.
Well, this may be our most downloaded podcast ever, last hour. All right, the reason we put Trevor on, which he didn't know was going to happen. I didn't even know it was going to happen. Well, because we were talking about favorite jobs, and he said, well, I really love working for you. And I said, right, okay. And so he said, I'd write songs, and I said, have you? And so he turns out he had. And so we put his song on called Wire and Wood. Is that right?
Wood and Wire. Move
okay.
The world.
Yep. Yeah. It's I thought it was about the Wright brothers, but it's not. It's about guitars.
Guitars, that's right.
There you go. There's a documentary, I'll have to look it up, about guitars, about where they get the wood. And it turns out that there was guitars, as you probably are aware, especially really good ones, have different kinds of wood on them for different kinds of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that one of them is on the endangered list out of Brazil.
Brazilian rosewood, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so they went to Africa, I think, to get the rosewood now. And now it turns out there's a tribe in northern Canada that owns the rights to a forest where they have a wood that is very valuable. And so they're trying to figure out, and there was this huge controversy about whether or not they were going to harvest the trees or not harvest the trees and renewable and whatever. But it all had to do with guitars.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, I'll have to find it for you.
I would love to watch it.
Let's see if I do guitar wood documentary. I'm trying to remember what it was called. I'll find out. Guitar wood documentary. Let's see if it shows up there. Yes, it's called the Music Wood Documentary.
Oh, cool.
There we go.
I'll look into this.
It's actually very good. We had the people on and it's broken. Let's fix it.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah. Famous guitar makers traveled to a primeval forest to negotiate with natives. It was a blast. It's called Music Wood, the film. Okay, or Music Wood is the name of the documentary. What did we do before Google? And, I mean, Google is so forgiving of sort of, you can even get in the general ballpark and they'll help you out.
Isn't that funny?
I think it's wonderful.
That's so crazy.
I think it's just great that you can basically find out anything. I remember as a kid when I would ask my father a question, he'd say, go look it up. And so I loved encyclopedia. I loved dictionaries. But I would get very distracted because I'd go look up one word and find another word that I really liked. But Google is just amazing. We love Google. And their stock is up. Incidentally, we covered the story, although it's a little soon to tell, about the fact that in the last 10 Triple Crown winners, that nine of the years in which there have been a Triple Crown winner, the stock market has gone down by about 9%, which is a serious drop. And there was only one exception, but the stock market just jumped yesterday, so we'll see. Although we're not even halfway through the year, so we'll have to wait and see. Wait and see, but it would be nice to be one of the years where that didn't happen. Alrighty, we're talking about your favorite job, your dream job, not even your favorite job. And as Trevor points out, it's one of those questions that, and this one I came up with, it's one of those questions that allows you to think about the discrepancy between what you have and what you want and how to lessen that discrepancy. I think it's a useful question. I usually do it on Borrow My Magic Wand, so you don't have to be reasonable about it because people say, well, I'll never be able, you know, I can't play for the Celtics because I'm too short. I'm saying, well, but maybe you could coach a junior high school team, or maybe you could start an intramural game if basketball is what you really like. You may not be playing in the NBA, but you may be playing. So use your, use my magic wand. All right, let's go back to people's response and understand that you can certainly call about anything that's on your mind. We have about 40 minutes or so left in this hour, so just don't call me in the last 3 seconds. But other than that, go ahead and call. 855-993-5769. It's like doing my social security number. I can only do it from the beginning backward. when they say, give me the last 4 digits of your social security, I have to do it from the beginning. Mm-hmm. All righty. I know I could, if I thought about it very hard, I could probably do it, but that's just the way that I've taught myself to do it. All righty, and I'm not going to give it out on the air. I've already had identity theft several times, so I'm not going to do that anymore. I didn't ever do it. I once gave out my home phone number on the air. That was a mistake, and it would have been okay if I had said, oh my gosh, I just gave out my home phone number. I don't think anybody would have noticed. All right, 855-993-7569. Let's hear people's notion about their perfect job.
All right, so Cindy says, a personal assistant. I love planning events, appointments, and doing research to find an answer to a question. I guess I like to have control.
Well, and if you're a good planner, you're a good planner. That's great. And it's certainly a viable job. Go look for it, sugar.
Stephanie says, a school band / orchestra director. I didn't go to school for what I really wanted to do, and now I'm regretting it. I was always a band geek when I was in school. I loved playing music, loved having a sense of belonging, and all the friends I made, and had a blast taking part in all the trips and competitions. I've also always had a fascination with brass and woodwind musical instruments. I can play many of them on at least a basic level, and currently buy old beat-up saxophones, trumpets, etc., fix them up, and sell them. I would like to be in a financial situation where I could afford to donate them to schools in need. Wow.
All right, here's what you're going to do. First of all, a lot of schools have cut out band because as money-saving things. So go to the local school and say, again, if you're willing to do something for free for a while until you have a track record, quite often people are willing to, I mean, obviously they're perfectly willing to let you do things for free because it doesn't cost them anything, but it's a way of building up a reputation, of building up a portfolio. And what I would do is, again, write a proposal that gives you a grant to both buy the instruments and then donate them. You don't necessarily have to be rich. I mean, I might still buy lottery tickets, but write yourself a grant. Just do a little research about who gives out music, and there may be corporations that do it. For example, if I were you, I would get in touch. Who would I get in touch with? Find out who makes, and you know and I don't, not only guitars, but brass and woodwinds, since that's what you care about most. Find out what the company is and say, what I'd like to do is have a grant from you to restore them and to donate them in your name. I mean, yeah. Those things are tax deductible anyway. And then also go to schools and maybe even over the summer, if you have the time, to go and sort of do something as part of summer school. But a lot of places have cut out band. So do it, sugar. Do it. Sounds like you're passionate about it. All right, what else we got?
Pete says, private jet pilot. Love to be at the controls, kind of like driving at the helm, but can still be in my own world to some degree. People tell me they feel safe when I drive, and I would love to do the same when flying.
So go take some flying courses.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah. Because it turns out, I think, that it's a more viable profession now than it used to be, because they used to take pilots from wars, and that's, when they retired from the service, from the Air Force, sometimes the Army, they would go and fly for commercials. You're saying for a private plane, but obviously you have to be able to fly a plane and get some hours in, but go do it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people feel very, very passionate about flying, that there's something about being above the clouds and as you say, in control and reach out and touch the hand of God. I think actually the quote was, reach out and touch the face of God, I think, maybe. Alrighty, 855-937-569. Dr. Joy Brown.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've got three movies for you this week, and I'll do in reverse order of what I think they're going to do in terms of business. The first one is called The Wolf Pack, and I saw this at Tribeca. It's a documentary about a family that lives on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Basically, they see the world through the films that they watch. They call themselves the Wolf Pack. I think there are six brothers. And their parents are kind of hippies, and they grew up in this, like, essentially on welfare, homeschooled, lived, parents wouldn't let them out at all. They lived in this, like, basically, I think it's two bedrooms for eight people or something. It occurs to me that this was sort of, as a psychologist, I sort of felt a little nauseous about this, that it was just this side of child abuse as far as I'm concerned. It's a story about people who are very much isolated. Someone said it was about identity, freedom, and transformation, and how when one of the brothers leaves, how everything changes. I guess he always saw us as little boys who couldn't, and the men we turned, and then we transformed into the boys who can. And this is one of the brothers said this. They dress kind of like gangsters, and as I said, I thought this was borderline child abuse. Supposedly, the documentary filmmaker, the director, Crystal Moselle, had seen them getting into the subway or something and followed them around for 4 years. And one of the questions I have is, why would they let her have this kind of access? Because it's not one of those stories that you go, wow, these people are really cool. What you think is, oh, my gosh, how did this happen? So the Wolf Pack, more, I think, of a curiosity than anything else, to be quite honest. All right, I'll tell you the movies I think should be the number one movie, and it will not. I guarantee you it will not be the number one movie, but it's terrific. It's called Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. It's every high school cliche you've ever heard turned on its ear to great acclaim. I mean, it's really, we've got a high schooler whose name is Greg, who is so distracted and sort of disassociated and distanced from his own emotions. He calls his best friend his colleague, his work colleague. The way that the two of them relate to the world is they spend parodies of classic movies. And I'm not even going to tell you the puns, because I'll let you experience that as I did in the movie, as opposed to having already heard it. And his mother says to him, you have to go and deal with this little girl in your class who's got leukemia, which he really doesn't want to do. It's really a terrific film. It won both the Grand Jury Prize and the Audience Award at, I think it was at Sundance. I mean, it's a really good film. These two characters are just so unhypocritical and it's sort of a John Hughes movie, except it's got real people, or you feel that they're real people in it. Go see it. All right. It's a wonderful film. It's got great performances. Saying that Earl finds his outlook forever altered after befriending a classmate who has just been diagnosed with cancer, that's Earl is the coworker, and Greg, doesn't begin to explain how really wonderful the movie is. And if you've got a teenager in your house, go see it with them. It's one of those movies that the two of you can talk about. And it just, as I said, it avoids mawkishness. It avoids cliches. And it's just a plain wonderful movie. Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. Okay, the movie that everybody's going to go see this weekend is Jurassic World. Okay, it's been 22 years since T-Rex wrecked Jurassic Park. And Isla Nublar is now a fully functioning dinosaur theme park, which is called, of course, Jurassic World. They've been going on for 10 years, and it turns out that the thrill is gone. So they decide that they have to get a new attraction to get people interested in it again, even though they're still getting 21,000 people a day through here, which I guess compared to Disney World is probably a drop in the bucket. But so he's got Chris Pratt from Guardians of the Galaxy, and he has bulked up in this one. I remember him from Guardians as having a sweet face and kind of being a little puffy, being a little pudgy. Not in this one. I don't know if it's CGI or not, but he is ripped in this one. Bryce Dallas Howard plays the head of the theme park, and his sort of antithesis, but we know that there's going to be sparks flying. There was some of my colleagues were very upset about this because they felt that it was an anti-feminist movie. She does run around a lot in high heels, and her femininity is questioned because she doesn't have children. The idea is Judy. Well, I'll tell you basically. Let me tell you the plot in one word because the plot makes no difference to this movie. It is 124 minutes, which is too long. So Judy Greer has got two kids that she's going to send off because one of the kids just loves dinosaurs and his big brother, and to her sister who's running the park. What Judy says as she puts the kids on the plane is, if something chases you, run. That is the entire plot of the entire movie. If something chases you, run. And you really, there is no real plot. But the CGI, I mean, 22 years has made a huge difference in CGI. They're wonderful. There are some genuine surprises, but basically the whole movie is something's chasing you and you're running. And the raptors in this one have become that Chris plays kind of a raptor wrangler. And he gives them names, and he gives them directions. And Vincent D'Onofrio plays the bad guy, where he is, in theory, going to teach these animals to be warlike and eat the enemy. And B.D. Wong plays a scientist. I mean, we don't care about any of that, right? The reason you're going to go see Jurassic World, if you're going to go see it, do not take young kids. And this will, as somebody says in the movie, do we think that this new creature will scare the kids? He says it'll give parents nightmares. So don't take young kids to this one because it's not a movie for anybody under the age of about, I would say, at least 13, maybe a little older than that. And I know 10-year-olds, but it's, you know, in some ways, there's a part of me that thinks, wow, this is kind of fun. Another part of me that thinks there is no plot. There is, I mean, these are just scary kind of, it's Godzilla, basically, dinosaur style. And the CGI is terrific. The chase scenes are exciting. Some of it you can see happening. But again, a movie for 2 hours and 4 minutes that is basically, if something chases you, run. It's kind of limited, let's face it. It'll be the number one movie. It'll make scads. You can see it in 3D or 2D. Don't take your young kids, certainly don't take anybody under the age of 10, and I think between 10 and 13 I'd be a little cautious about this. The movie to see, which no one's going to see, is Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. But you won't hate Jurassic Park, but there's not much going on there. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. That's wrong. I just gave it out wrong, I think, didn't I? 855-993-7569. No, I did it right. I'm so used to my rhythm, the rhythm that'll be help you to remember it. I'll keep practicing. Listen, I've been doing it that way for a year, so it'll take me probably a couple days to kind of do the conversion. But I'm on it. All right, let's talk about the job that you want most in the world. So what do we got?
Okay, so Jessica says, I would work in a bookstore cafe. Would love to be surrounded by nice, calm people taking a moment out of their day to find peace in a book.
Well, you know, I think a bookstore is a great idea, although it's harder to find them, and a lot of them are cafes. But when you mix coffee, I don't know. There's always my favorite thing about Seattle, which has got microbreweries and Starbucks, not to mention Seattle's best. You've got a whole part of the population that's just wired, and the other that's mellowed out, plus garage bands and stuff like that. So, listen, do it. Start your own business. As I said, I have a friend who is one of the few women I know who has started her own business. I mean, there are women I know because they've started their own business and they're famous, but I didn't know them before that. Men do it all the time. Men, you know, women, we take risks in our relationship. We don't take necessarily business risks. Men do exactly the opposite. They don't take necessarily much risk in their relationships, but they take them in their business. So we'll sort it out. All righty, 855-993-7569. Let's hear what else we got.
Carol says, nurse, exclamation point.
Do it. There's more and more. It's a great profession. I think it's a profession that you'll always be able to find a job, no matter any place. And there are lots of different specialties. So if you're not already doing it, go to school and do it. Probably make you very happy.
Mm-hmm. Sally Ann says, registered dietitian and homeschool mom, which is what I am already. I got lucky.
Well, there you go. I think the homeschool mom in theory doesn't count as a job description. Well, I suppose it could, couldn't it? All right. You know, my whole thing, you may not be one of the people who wants to go see Wolfpack, because that's six very smart kids. I think there was one girl as well who were all homeschooled who were a bit bizarre, which isn't to say that homeschooling makes kids bizarre, but I think the isolation is that there at some point kids really need to be around peers. And quite a lot of people who homeschool have sorted that out. They have kids in activities and clubs and whatever, but I do think that part of socialization of school is, or part of the learning experience of school is socialization. So, but I'm sure you're smart enough to figure that out. Okay.
Felicity says, I would love to be a stay-at-home mom and homeschool my children. Unfortunately, circumstances don't allow that kind of luxury at the moment. Being a single parent with bills is not my dream job. I am currently a speech-language pathologist and love my job, but really would love more time with my kids.
Be nice to know. See, this is one of the times where having a phone call is much to be preferred over an email, because the question is, do you do it in the summer, and how old are your kids, and are there ways of spending more time with your kids? At one point, when my daughter was young, I moved her to a school that was closer to where I was going to school, because otherwise I wouldn't have seen her, that I would leave too early in the morning and get home too late at night. So what I did was I just moved her to a different school. So we had to commute to the school. We had to take a boat into Boston every day. We would take the boat together. I'd drop her off at school, which was a couple blocks from where I worked. Then when I was finished work, I would go pick her up, and I was usually finished before she was, and then we would do some stuff together or whatever, and then take the boat together. So, and during the boat, I would read her books, or we would play games, and so it bought us basically 2 hours a day together that we wouldn't have had otherwise. So there really are ways around it sometimes of working on the same school schedule or working closer or... So I hear. It's hard to sort of keep a whole lot of things scheduled, but it's doable. All right, what else?
Okay, finally, Margaret says, it doesn't matter what the job is, my job and your job is to be and do the best you can be and do, to lead by example. To know that you've done your best is the best reward.
Yeah, let me just add one thing to that, and I'm not really disagreeing with you as much as saying that one of the things that I think it's fine for us to say, I want to be the best I can be. Certainly no arguing with that. Sometimes that message is translated to our kids of you have to do the best every day. And I don't think any of us, to be quite honest, do our best every day. I think we have days where we're really on top of our game and we're really inspired and inspiring. And there are days, for whatever reason, that we're not. And either we're not feeling well, or we're distracted by something else, or there's some stress going on in our lives, as we were talking with Keita earlier, that she has a coworker who's clearly not doing a terrifically good job at work, but she's just lost one parent and the other is failing. And so expecting us to do our best under those circumstances, I think, is unrealistic. So doing the best you can with what you've got seems to me a slightly more viable philosophy, because that on some days you're just going to do better than on other days, and beating yourself up on the days where you're not on top of your game is counterproductive. on days where, so what I would amend that to say is doing the best you can with what you've got. And regard, and some days you're going to get more than others. And in those days, push it. Do give yourself a little bit more of a push. Take more chances. Be more communicative. Because when you can, because there are going to be days that are going to just feel like all I want to do is close the door and put my head on the desk. Well, most of us don't have doors anymore. Many people don't have desks. And it's really not feasible. But on those days, you do the best you can with what you got. Right? And don't beat yourself up for not being, because our days will change. Our activity levels will change. Our motivation will change. Our energy will change. So, and I think we sort of recognize that sometimes as adults. We don't necessarily pass that on to our kids. We just say, go and do your best. Well, their best may vary from day to day, and that's probably worth telling our kids about so they don't feel that they have to fake it or that they have to lie to us about it, and that they don't have to beat themselves up about it either. Although some days when you're feeling crummy is the days to really push it and see how well you can do, just out of curiosity as much as anything else. Alrighty, well, so that was kind of fun, yeah?
Definitely.
We sort of covered everybody's perfect job. So the point of this is kind of what Trevor alluded to, not necessarily in his song, but in general, which is this is the only life I can promise you that you get, right? So make the most of it. And work is where we've got work and love, and that's it. And most of us spend, in theory, a third of our life sleeping and a third of our life working. So make sure that it's something that you really enjoy doing or do the best that you can at it. And if you're not, figure out what you can do to make it different. Ready? Alrighty. So we put up, I think we're probably not going to do that for a while about why people are late. There's this, there's this history thing, which I thought was kind of fun. It's got a provocative title. It says, and I'm a dance fan, so there you go. It says, Dirty Dancing in the Early 1900s. The Bunny Hug, the Turkey Trot. I know how the Turkey Trot, the Grizzly Bear I've never heard of. They were called animal dances of the early 1900s. But beginning in the 19-teens, those ragtime rug cutters shocked America and had polite society crying shame. Because the dances drew partners close together, along with touching and embracing, became flashpoints for public outrage. They were bad-mouthed and banned. Remember Footloose? That was, in the 70s or something. They were fears that partygoers might do the bunny hug or the turkey trot. Now, bunny hug is different than the bunny hop. May have led to the cancellation of the official inaugural ball of newly elected Woodrow Wilson in 1913. dance has long been targeted by people who sought to exert control because it's all about the body. And it's a supreme power to control what people can do with their bodies. Wilson banned ball-fearing turkey trot was the New York Times headline on January 13th, 1913. The inaugural committee was told that the president-elect wanted to cancel the ball because he feared there would be indulgence in the turkey trot, the bunny hug, and other ragtime dances, and thus provoke what might amount to a national scandal. So they scrapped the whole thing. Wilson, later in the month, characterized reports as ridiculous, but it was canceled. In 1909, a bellboy in San Francisco, according to the Crown, was arrested for doing the turkey trot at a dance hall. I can't dance any other way, he told the judge. So there, Dirty Dancing, take that. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed my program. Let's tackle an email because I know this one had a certain sense of urgency about it.
Okay, so Ella writes, for my wedding, for my brother's wedding, and for my daughter's wedding, invitations were sent out with the stamped address response cards. The same three people never bothered to write no on the card and drop it into the mailbox. Could you please ask your listeners if they respond in these situations, and if they don't, why not? Also, those who say they don't, are their expectations different when they make a party? Thanks.
Okay, let's talk about that whole, we're talking about a bunch of things here. First of all, why do people not RSVP? And that question is probably as old as Adam and Eve holding a party, a barbecue in Eden. And it just become more and more acceptable, and not as far as I'm concerned, to not bother. And let me give you at least some vague reasons about why it may be understandable. It's not acceptable, but at least a possible explanation. As people don't know, especially if something, wedding invitations are traditionally set out about 6 weeks before the wedding. More and more people are sending out invitations that say save the date so that people know well beforehand. So let's posit some scenarios. Number one is that somebody doesn't know if they're going to be able to come or not. And they don't want to say yes and have you go to the expense of providing a meal, which quite often is part of a wedding invitation, and then not show up. So one of my questions would be, this is again one of the things where email is not nearly as efficient as calling, of whether or not these people sent gifts. Because it may be that they thought that they weren't sure if they were going to be able to come, so they waited till they were sure, and then either they lost it or they forgot. Or they felt it was too late to say something. But I agree with you, it's rude. And, well, we didn't even deal with the first question, which is that maybe you have the wrong address. I know. Unlikely, but possible. Especially if it was the same three people in all situations. It may have been that you've got the wrong zip or they moved or whatever. One of the ways of offsetting this, especially if it's important, especially if it's somebody that is a family member and you just assume not be furious with them for the rest of your life, is to give them a call, which is perfectly acceptable as far as I'm concerned, to say, we were just looking at the RSVPs and we noticed that we didn't get one from you, and we'd love to have you. Are you going to be able to make it? And hopefully they, at that point, say, yes, I'm so sorry, or, yeah, I send it in. But the mails, and I don't want to necessarily be dumping on the post office, but it's certainly been known for things to be lost in the mail. I've had situations where I had a rogue post office delivery guy who just decided that he would scribble all over things that I sent out. I finally filed a complaint, and he would scribble all over things and say, I mean, it's one thing if they say you need more postage, which, I mean, I'd weighed most of the stuff, so I knew it was right. But he just decided for some reason that he was not going to deliver my mail. And especially outgoing. I have no idea about incoming because if I don't get something, I don't get something. But people have said, I sent you something, did you get it? And I haven't. So number one, if it's a consistent kind of thing, what I would do is, number one, check the address. Number two, what I would do, if it's somebody who's important, I would call, because most people RSVP fairly quickly, and say, I hadn't gotten an RSVP from you. Can you let me know whether you're able to come or not? Which will at least offset both the uncertainty and the fury, because it is rude. But third, I think that sometimes people, in some percentage of the cases, don't get the invitation. Third of all, and you don't know who opens it, but I would sort of assume that a fair number of people who get invited to things are waiting to see what their schedule's like, and they just forget about it or they misplace it. So, but it's not an acceptable thing to do. And with these particular cases, I would just make sure that you make whomever's dealing with the wedding, especially it sounds like you've already gotten married, your brother's already gotten married, which means we're down probably to your daughter, of just calling up and saying, listen, we didn't get your invitation. As far as I'm concerned, again, if they're important people, it's okay to call up and say, is there... are you getting your mail? I would not necessarily preface it by saying, do you have a problem with us? Is there something going on here? Because you haven't RSVP to any of them. Because then, even if there was anything going on, you're very likely going to start a war. But asking seems to me okay. And folks, in general, I got so frustrated with it, the people not bothering to RSVP, that if they showed up, I was furious with them because they hadn't bothered RSVP. And if they didn't show up and didn't RSVP, I mean, so I stopped having parties where you had RSVP, and I would just have open houses where if people came, that was fine. If they didn't come, that was fine, too. And I've also run into the situation where people came with guests. Just show up at your door and say, oh, these people were in town, and they're already there. What are you going to say? No, they can't come in. And so for a sit-down dinner, for example, at a wedding, it's really an icky thing to do. So, folks, I mean, just do the right thing. If you can't go, it's perfectly okay to say, listen, I regretfully decline your invitation, and send a gift. If you're invited to a wedding, you're supposed to send a gift, whether you go or not, okay? And there are destination weddings, which can be – destination weddings are great for the bride and groom because they get a free honeymoon thrown in. They're not necessarily so great for the guests because it means that they – in general, need to show up with a gift as well as springing for airfare and a hotel someplace. So it can be kind of a pricey thing. I actually know people who've had destination weddings, so they figured they could get all the loot and didn't have to entertain all the people. But hopefully most of us are, a little more civilized than that. But I don't think there's any problem about asking. And folks, again, this is your aunt, Dr. Joy, saying, if you're invited to something, just tell people yes or no. And if you can't, you don't necessarily, the thing about an RSVP card is you don't have to explain why not. It's okay, as far as I'm concerned, to scribble a note saying, going to be out of town or we have a cruise planned. But do RSVP. And as she points out, if you've got a stamped envelope, and don't you dare take that stamped envelope, and use the stamp on something else, because then I'll come and haunt you. All right, so good manners are good manners, and we have to get Putin to somehow start showing up on time. He's acting out. That's passive-aggressive behavior of just showing up late. Oh, I'm so sorry, I got caught in traffic. And the explanation that his office gave, apparently they got enough grief about it, that the explanation that the office gave is, oh, well, we got in a traffic jam. I mean, that's the ultimate sort of thumbing your nose at something. Oh, there was traffic. He's the president! At any rate, I want a few RSVPs. Probably late. Slava Bogu. I don't think that's actually a polite Russian word. It's Russian, I'm not sure. At any rate, Daz Vidanya, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.